We're doing the Magid Midubna Sefer HaMidot, and we were in the middle of the introduction. The Magid Midubna said that Hashem gave us mitzvos that sometimes pertain to things that we would have done on our own, even without the commandment. And that gives us more wages, because it makes it harder when someone else tells you to do something. Then there's the Yetzer Hara involved. And he said that Hashem says, so to speak, he regrets that he included in the mitzvot things that pertain to our traits, because before we were given the Torah, we had better traits. Then it was more natural for us to be kind and good people. And then suddenly when the Torah tells us to have all of these traits, it becomes more difficult for us to be good people. And Hashem says, I wish I would have never known you on this level. And how precious is Moshe Rabbeinu, our master, his rebuke. Moshe Rabbeinu says, they treat me as though I'm not a god, so they got me so angry with their foolishness, I'm going to treat them like they're no nation, and I will send a derelict nation to anger them. Because the Rambam already taught us, Avdel ben ha-mitzvot ha-shimiyot ven ha-mitzvot ha-sichliyot. The Rambam says you have two types of mitzvos. Ki ha-mitzvot ha-sichliyot ru'i la-adam na-skilu li-tbanin be'im, ki tov y-ashar li-chor chamudot ka'ile. There are mitzvos that a person's own intellect should tell him, make sense, I want to go with these types of mitzvos. Ki ru'im em el-adam b'meshu adam. The mere fact that you're a homo sapien, you're a human being, well, you should feel like, some of these mitzvahs, yeah, make sense. I shouldn't kill. I should honor my parents. There are mitzvahs that should resonate with us. Those are the mitzvot ha-sichliot, what we might call the logical mitzvot. But then there are mitzvahs which are mitzvahs of obedience. Hashem said so, so I do it. If God didn't tell me, then I think I might eat a hamburger. I might eat a cheeseburger. I can't understand what's wrong with eating milk and meat. But God told me not to do it. I don't do it. That's called the mitzvot ha-shimiyot. I do it because I obey. God told me not to do it. I do it. Shalken amru chazal al yomar adam yevshi bivsar chazir. That's why our sages tell us, a person shouldn't say, I don't want to eat pig. You shouldn't say that. Why don't you want to eat pig? Maybe it's delicious. Aval evshi, but rather what a person should say is, I want to eat pig. Umayasev avishu b'shamayim. Gazal alaykach. But I can't. God told me not to. Why wouldn't you want to eat pigs? So the Rambam says, the Rambam in Shmona Prakim, we learned this, it's all online. The Rambam in his introduction to Pirkei Avos says, there are two types of mitzvot. There are mitzvot which are logical. And there we say, the better person is one who says, I don't even want to do this. If a guy says, I'd love to steal. The only reason I don't steal is because God told me not to. I want to kill you, but God told me not to, so I won't. Well, we look at that guy and we say, I'm happy you listen to God, but you're not the finest person, you know. Not your fault, but it's not the best lot in life to be a type of person that says, I wish I could kill you, but God said no, so okay today, you know, I'm a Jew. That's not right. The Rambam says, when it comes to mitzvot that are logical, there we expect, we value a person who says, I don't want to kill, I don't want to steal, and God also told me not to. But when it comes to other mitzvot, there Chazal say, mitzvot that don't fall in line with our logic, the way a person should say is, he should say, yeah, I would like to eat pork, God told me not to, so I won't. Our sages didn't say this same line when it comes to stealing or murder. Because on these things that are logical, what's fitting is that a person distances himself from thievery, from lying, things like that. Even if God didn't tell him to do it, we would expect that a person should distance himself from them, because the human being is a human being. So we expect him to be on a higher level. Part of being a human being is that you analyze yourself and that you choose a correct path. If a person thinks about it, then he recognizes that the good way of life, the correct way of life, irrespective of religion, is to be a kind person, to be a merciful person, liot sanua, to be a modest person, v'orech ruach, and a patient person, v'chadomeh, ma'amidot ha-mshubachot, and so on and so forth, when it comes to good traits, lo ligno v'la'ashok v'lishpoch dam naki, not to be a thief, a murderer, a guy who withholds wages, no. If a person only thinks about it, irrespective of religion, he should come to the conclusion that there are certain traits that he doesn't want to be that type of person. Along comes the Torah and tells us those mitzvos as well. There we don't say a person should say, you know, I wish I could, but I can't. No. When it comes to these mitzvot, we praise a person who has gotten to that point even without the Torah, and then the Torah is just telling him something which was logical to him all along. Vezulat misugzin, so too with other traits like this. So that's what Moshe was rebuking us in his pleasant rebuke. He said, "Hem kinuni blokel." כלומר, לא מצד היותי אל, ומצד שאני מחייב אותם לשמוע מצוותיי ותורותיי, רק כי עשוני באב להם, שהם עצמם יודעים כי הבל הימה, כי השכל יגזור הפך מעשיהם. They angered me, God says, below kill. Without God. What does it mean without God? God says, even without my being God, even without my commanding them to keep the Torah and the mitzvos, they should have been living on a higher moral level. God says they've angered me without God. What does it mean without God? With the things that they should have gotten to without me. Ki asuni, they angered me behavlehim, with their foolishness. Because this isn't an issue that you should have with the Torah. The Torah tells you don't steal. You shouldn't have an issue with the Torah telling you don't steal. You should get to that on your own. So Hashem says, ki asuni, they angered me behavlehim, with their foolishness. Because intellect should dictate that they shouldn't be behaving this way. Lachen, and that's why God says, "Afani kemasei dehem ashid lem." I'll pay them back the same way they're behaving. Kmo shehem azbu b'chinat ben adam. Their behavior shows that they have left the sect of humanity. They are behaving in an inhumane fashion. Gamani akniem beloam imotam shenem tov am. I will anger them, I will punish them with a nation that doesn't deserve the title of a nation. Rak begoy navalach isem, I will send a derelict nation, which Chazal described, that Hashem sent the worst of the worst to destroy us. People that if you looked at them, you'd ask yourself, are these human beings? God says, well, you've chosen to be inhumane, so I will send people against you who are also inhumane. So how do we fix all this? That's where we'll pick up Ezrat Hashem next time. You want to do another 5 minutes? Yeah. Okay. V'anavi alav shalom v'orot otanu d'achei tshuva. And so the prophet, when he teaches us the ways of tshuva, Amar, he said, "Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha." We learned this in the end of Hosea. The prophet says, "Return Israel to Hashem your God." Hitbonin ki lo amar shuva Yisrael la Hashem o el Hashem. Notice, the prophet didn't say return to God. He didn't say return la Hashem or el Hashem, but rather ad Hashem, till Hashem. What does it mean till Hashem? La irotanu, he was coming to awaken us, to arouse us to the concept ki birtzot haadam nashuv leitiv maasav letaken maagalav, that when a person wants to return to better his ways, to fix his way of life, ra'uy lo lechalek inyanav lechalakim. A person has to divide his tasks. K'ma'amar, as the Navi says, rachatzu hizaku. The Navi says, wash yourself, purify yourself. Hasiru ra mal lechem eneged enai, remove your bad deeds from before my eyes. Chidlu areya, cease to do bad. These are steps. Wash, purify, remove the evil. Stop doing evil. Limdu heitev, learn to do good. Dirshu mishpat, seek out justice. Ashru chamot, shiftu yatom, ribu almana, help out all those that have been treated unfairly. Lechuna v'nivacha yomar Hashem. And then let's come and fight it out, God says. Im yiyu chatechem kashanim kasheli galbinu. And I'll show you that even if your sins were as red as a red piece of cloth, I'll make them white like snow. If they'll be like a red slither of thread, I'll make them like white wool. If you will and listen, you'll eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you'll be eating swords. For this is what God has said. The mouth of God has spoken. Okay, so this is the order of tshuva that the Navi tells us. Hainu. The first step that a person has to take is to fix the things that pertain to us from the mere fact that we're human beings. And this isn't the Hasidic concept, guys. This is a concept that the Kuzari says, Rabbi Yehuda Alevi, 500 years before the Magid Midubna. the king of Khuzar asked him, how come the prophets are talking about the mundane? How come they're talking about thievery? I don't see them talking about Kabbalah. I don't see them talking about all the highfalutin ideals of the Torah. How come the prophets keep talking about simple mitzvahs? You know, like, don't steal from the poor. So the Khuzri says, you're right. You're right. Really, we should be on a higher level. But being that we were messing up on the most basic level, the Navi doesn't start talking to you about the higher levels, because you got to start with the basics. You can't jump. You can't skip steps. The basics is be a human being. Be a decent person. Then you could work forward. But the Navim were dealing with us at a state where we didn't even have that basic decency. And that's the point he's making. But I'm saying, this is the Magid Midubna is taking a concept that we already saw in the Khuzri. So the first thing a person has to fix is to be a mensch. You guys know what a mensch is? Be a normal, decent human being. And the truth is that behaving with decency is indicative of where our heart and our mind is. If we're really honest with ourselves, if we're really dealing with an honest heart and an honest mind, then decency should be a way of life. And obviously, if that's something we have to fix, then that comes first, because you can't deal with Torah if your mind and heart are crooked. Torah is about, you want to understand the truth of the Torah, your mind and heart have to be straight. So you have to first work on being decent. Shenit, the second thing, Ainyan Shu Gavo, Mal Gavo, then you work your way to heights. Because a person has to keep asking himself, am I in truth in my service of Hashem in holiness? K'mamaz, the verse says, Kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem lokichem. You be holy, for I am holy. Ki mitzad shu elokeinu v'anachnu amo. Being that He is our God, we are His nation. Ra'ui l'avod elokim kedoshim liyot kadosh. So, we're serving a holy God. So then, His servants also have to be holy. So obviously, we work our way up in holiness. Lochen shelo liyot ganav o chamsan v'azulat mimidot haro'ot. It's not enough that a person says, I'm a good Jew, I don't steal, I don't take things by force, I don't beat my wife. That's not enough. You're talking about a religion, you're talking about serving God who is holy. So then if you want to be a servant here in Judaism, you have to be holy. It's not enough that you're decent. Obviously we're going to have to work our way up. But you can't work your way up without having an honest heart and an honest mind. And an honest heart and an honest mind are the formula for decency. Even if we weren't Hashem's servants, obviously we shouldn't steal or do these things. The mere fact that you're a human, not an animal out in the field, or a wild animal in the forest, so then we shouldn't behave like them, we shouldn't behave like animals. And that's why the Navi begins by saying, Rachatzu, cleanse yourself, like a person who's filthy. First cleanse yourself. Don't talk to me about working the heights. Hizaku, purify yourself. And only afterwards, then God says, let's work things out. But first you need the first level of decency. And if you want to know a parable that this is similar to, this is the Magid Midubna, right? So the Magid Midubna was a Magid. He told parables. A guy has an issue with his wife over the assets she brought into the marriage. So she brought in assets from her father's house. And they're arguing about what's going to be with the penthouse that she brought into the marriage. And the Cadillac. And the yacht. So they're discussing it. And they're having an argument. And he suddenly becomes very sick. And when he was so ill that he was lying on his bed and his bed is filled with his sweat and his phlegm and he's really oozing from all sides. As he's lying there in bed and the bed is filled with all the pus that's coming out of him, he's still arguing with her over the yacht. He's still telling her, you know, we're still going to talk and I don't think that you have a right to do what you think with that yacht. So his wife looks at him and says to him, why are you arguing with me? We don't know if you're going to live. What are you arguing for? You're not yet healed. You're not yet cured. First, let's get you healthy. Get out of bed. You'll be standing on two feet. Afterwards, we'll go and argue it out. That's what God is telling us. Hashem says, first cleanse yourself. You want us to work out how you're going to be my people and you're going to be holy and you'll work your way up. First cleanse yourself. First become decent human beings. And afterwards we'll figure out how we could work things out. So the prophet said it so beautifully. He said, "Shuva Israel ad Hashem Elokecha. Return Israel till Hashem your God." רוצה לומר, כלומר, כי צריך אתה לשוב ולתקן עצמך בכל הדרך מתחילה ועד תכלית, אשר עד שקי תגיע. You have to fix yourself till the point of Hashem. Before you come, before you're talking about connecting to Hashem, first you have to return. A person has to first fix himself on the most decent levels, on the most basic levels of decency. And then he could reach the points of the holiness of a Jew and rising to be Kedoshim. And after that introduction, he's going to explain the Ezrat Hashem why, in light of all this, he wrote this work. And that's where we'll pick up Ezrat Hashem next time.